שמיים דף ריש נין אלף. In the middle of explaining why the Torah does not speak very clearly in promising Gehenna, Gan Eden, not warning. The Torah only speaks things which is down in the earth. So we mentioned several times. Imehem, one of the other times in the middle of the page, more or less. Yamaisa Torah mischarat shnei chalokim. The good deeds of a person is divided in two sections. There is a hidden part in Maisa Tov. But the person does good. Ein maskevor of zila sabayr. Nobody sees it on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kachem yisal volas. Such a person thinks in his heart, hakliri is. Mudoyim elem. Umeno nire ela ivri. And then there is mitzvahs, which is already visible to the organs outside, and then is to mina brim, which is already not considered. But put on film, everyone sees put on film, everyone sees it's learning. The mitzvahs, haniyah, salah, even, those are mitzvahs which everyone could see, it's being done. Aboyris, borach, goyim, ramas, haniyah, la everim, because Baruch Hu is rewarding for the mitzvahs which you see on the outside, the gmul, nereboyim, aseh. In the visible mitzvahs, you get visible rewards. You get rewarded in this world. Goimer al ma'asat sofen anistor. On the other hand, the deeds which you do, hidden, which nobody sees, the gmul nistor, which reward which is hidden. The gmul oilem abo. This is the reward in the oilem abo. Akez chore dovid olav ashon, therefore dovid amelech had mentioned b'mila in the word shomayr al inyam, which shows that this too is chore, kumay shomar, like the post says, dovid amelech says in tina, morav tufcho, how great is your goodness, Asher Tzifanto L'Riyecho, which you had put away for you, fearful, for the people who fear you. So you see, what are you putting away, what reward are you putting away? Those L'Riyecho, those people who fear you in the heart. Now the fear in the heart, nobody sees the extent of the fear, except the Kodesh Baruch knows exactly. So in other words, the Melech says, Morav Tufchot, all the great goodness which you put away, the reward for a man, Asher Tzifanto, which you're hiding away, which will be rewarded in the world to come, where? Because those deeds which cannot be properly weighed and analyzed here, because it's a matter of your heart, those things have to be rewarded in a concealed and a hidden way, as a Kodesh Baruch Hu, only Kodesh Baruch Hu, him here the labor, only Kodesh Baruch Hu knows what's going in the heart. Also in punishment, there's two types of punishment. The punishment here, which you see, when it's done in a hidden punishment, the same way as the reward goes. Now, in open, if a man makes is an open Rosha, is getting openly punished. If a person is inwardly a Rosha, because Baruch's punishment is also put away. But I have, and you could see the proof that Kirkevis Allah, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Orav La'amo El Avoido, Haniris ala Evrim, Kodesh Baruch Hu guaranteed to his nation on all the void and all the worship Haniris ala Evrim, which is visible by the Evrim, the external act, Nira, Gemul Nira, immediate reward, Maher, fast by Elam Hazay in this world. If you want to go in my way, everyone will see that you are Elohim. You're going to have rain, you're going to have this. If not, you're the opposite, you're going to have the Teichuche. So you see that the Broch and the Klole is coming, it's Kodesh Baruch Hu is guaranteeing. You're going to see that I'm going to react to you according to your behavior. And so also Kodesh Baruch Hu also guaranteed on the sins, Aniris Aglius, the visible sins which you do, Oynesh. Nira, because Baruch Hu will immediately punish you. Ma'ir Ba'olam Hazeh is going to immediately punish you in this world. The fee she'en lahamona am elam asher nira me'ma'asim lo'im asher nisim. Because the people only see what they see with their eyes. They only act, they only evaluate on a person only what they see from the eyes. If you commit to those avers, they don't know anything more. V'ma'asher omar, this is the process of hanistorois. What is in your hidden chamber, heart, what are you doing, good or bad? Hashem Elokeinu. This only Hashem knows. So therefore, the Shem's relation relates to that Nistoris also in a Nistoris way, the world to come. Ha'eres van Niglois, lonu, l'vnei na'adoylem. But which is Niglois, anything which you do openly, that will be effective right here. That will be effective immediately, because Bokas is responding openly. If they're going to hide the face, they're not going to look, they're not going to want to see what this man is doing. The man is sitting with something. I will put my face in this person and his family. It means if the people will ignore the bad doings of a certain person, I will put my eyes in it and I will see that he should be pursued. So this is the open thing. What are the mitzvahs in Averis which is sitting in the heart? The reward has to be for the Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world and the world to come. Therefore the Torah stops speaking about Olam Habo. So it does not respond, does not explain the way Kodesh Baruch Hu based on Olam Habo. Why? Because it's something that's only up to Kodesh Baruch Hu. What is Olam Hazeh? This is Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Sefer Torah tells us what is going to be in Olam Habo. What's the point of talking about this? It's something between you and Hashem. Umehem. And one other reason why the Torah does not speak about Olam Habo in Gan Eden, Gehenem. Kagmul va'oyrish and iskorim b'sefer. The reward and punishment which the Torah speaks. The Novi only speaks Bigmula Oilam Hazeh, only by the word of this world, the punishment of Ansha Oilam for the people of this world. Yeshia ben Yitzodek was in the Oilam HaMelochim. Omala Menasatiluch, I remember we said the person in Hasatiluch Mahalchim. I'm going to give you Mahalchim, I'm going to give you people in the world to come, and I'm going to give you Mahalchim. Says Yeshua ben Tzorek, obviously was in the Olam HaMelochim. And therefore, Zechariah said to him, since he was already in the world, he tasted the Olam HaMelochim, the spiritual world, so then he told them, your punishment will be, your reward will be, I'm going to make you living, and make you go between those standings, between the Malachim. Because this was showing him, to make him afraid, and in the same thing, to look forward, in the time to come when he's going to die. Why? Because Yeshua ben Tzorek was in the Olam HaMelochim. But any other things around here, if we only speak, Torah speaks to people in the way people could digest, people could understand. The Torah doesn't speak a language which you can't understand. Umehem. And one other reason why the Torah doesn't speak, Shegmul Olam Habo, because the reward in Olam Habo ain't Tachlisoi. The whole Tachlis of the reward is Dovek Velohim, to get attached to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Liskore Veloira Eliyai, and to become close to this higher light. So above the light, Kmo Shikol HaPos says, V'hoh L'achol F'nechol Tzidkecho, that your tzidkes, your righteousness is going to go in front of you, and as a result, Kvod Hashem Yasfeko, the honor of HaKodesh Baruch Hu will gather you. So you're going to be collected in the Kvod Hashem, you're going to be connected to HaKodesh Baruch Hu, you'll become attached to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. This is the reward. The real reward, V'olim Habo, is like, as we mentioned yesterday, all the other religions, when you speak rewarding Olam Habo, so you take reward, like you want to get something in return. But as reward doesn't mean you're going to get something, the opposite. You're going to become something, you're going to become a part of Hashem. There's no something as receiving. The person says, I'm a skilling, and the smart ones, those who learn Torah, Yazhiru, they're going to shine, like the shine of the sky. Like we're going to become an integral part of the. Woman says, Le'oir bo'oir ha'chaim, we're going to light, we're going to be lit up in the light of life. Ve'lo'igia elav, elav mi'shirot ha'boi re'boi. And this is only going to be reached only to us, so those are Kodesh Baruch Hu want. What is the reward in Olam Habo? Kodesh Baruch Hu lets you get close. We're going to come collected into Kodesh Baruch Hu, come connected into Kodesh Baruch Hu.
And this is called Tachlis Olam Habo, Rebbe. Is it Tachlis Olam Habo?
No.
It's Tachlis Olam Habo.
Yeah.
What do you mean by the Tachlis Olam Habo?
When you see a reward down here, what is the reward down here? To have a good life. There's a Tachlis Olam Hazeh. Tachlis Olam Hazeh, the reward in Olam Hazeh is to have a good life. What's the Tachlis Olam Habo? what is the ultimate accomplishment of Olam Haba? To be connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to dissolve, to cease to exist. Leir Bo'er Acham. To light, you should become a maskil mazir to Zayir Arakiya. You want to become a star. You want to become like a servant to Hashem. So what are you going to say? No, you're going to get a champ, you're going to sit and eat, and you're going to have this, you're going to have this. That's the opposite of what you want. It's not the reward in Olam Haba. The reward in Olam Haba is that you're not a receiver, you're an object, you're part of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And this is only because done, only those who Kodesh Baruch Hu want. Ritzayin Aboyre, Hele Mishirot Aboyre Bo, Ritzayin Aboyre, and the growth of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shoyle Shagmul, that's the root of the reward. The Ritzayin Aboyre is the Gmul. There's no such a thing as people who could live down here, the Olam Haba, they could also see a tzaddik, and what did they want? They wanted nothing. They wanted to do the Ratzon Hashem. There's no me who is receiving something. I'm not an object which remains I am, and I want something, you give me. In Olam Haba, there's no such thing, I want something. I want, what do I want? I want the Ratzon Hashem. I want to become, I want to adapt myself to 100% to the Ratzon Hashem. I cease to exist. And it doesn't matter, even in this world, they already come to this madrega. They're not recipients, even in this world, they don't want anything. All they want is the Rosh Hashem.
The question was, in all of the Messias, there's no goof, and the Messias is your Dabbat Hashem. So what do you mean, Tachos means like you're attaining something?
Tachos means the end result, Tachos means the end goal.
But you're there already, it's not a goal.
So therefore, you can't mention it. Don't. Why is not the Torah telling me what reward is going to come in the Olam Haba? Says because the Tachlis Olam Haba is not reward. The Tachlis Olam Haba is being a part of Hashem. It's not. It says reward is reward. In the Olam Haba, the word reward does not exist. You are there. You're being there. You're being a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In this world, you could say you're going to do mitzvahs. You're going to this. You're going to panos. You're going to be peaceful. You're going to be healthy. You're going to be this. You're going to be that. In Olam Haba, it's not shaykh, it's not shaykh. The word receiving is not shaykh. That's what it means. The tachlis Olam Haba is not to be a receiver, it's to be a part of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ritzayin Aboyre is Sheirish HaGmul. The Ratzon Hashem is the root of the Gmul. The root of the reward is the Ratzon Hashem. I'm experiencing the Ratzon Hashem, that's the Gmul. Kmo Shekosel Apostel says, Kirega Ba'apoy, Chaim Birtzoinoi. Chaim is Birtzoinoi, isn't the Ratzon. Omer says, "Beparshas Mechikoyser says the Moslem. Beparshas Mechikoyser says the Moslem him shemoyim al rotsim Elohim. Shows you the Moslem, which is in a Kodesh Baruch, the hints, which is the desire of Hashem. Yemar Shomer, leSigal Nafshi Eschem. One of the rewards is leSigal Nafshi. Hashem says, I'm not going to despise you. I'm not going to disgust you. LeSigal Nafshi Eschem. Omer says, Penisi Alechem. I'm going to turn to you like a Kodesh Baruch. I'm going to focus on you. Now we don't know what it means. It means." The Ratzon Hashem is our reward and punishment is how the Ratzon Hashem is behaving with us. That's what we gave in Kodesh. Hashem says, "Penisi alechem, I'm going to turn to you, I'm going to focus on you." That's the biggest reward. V'yisim lechem l'Elohim, v'atem tili l'om. I'm going to be a God for you. You're going to be my nation. That's the highest reward. V'omer v'hevko v'rachachu v'hirbacho, he's going to love you. V'abitochen al Elohim. And the essence fact, the reliance on total HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the biggest reward. A person could be totally relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing for me. V'mashe yod ba'atzadikim ha'kumil o'ilam hazeh v'ilam ha'bo'el ha'voyer sh'ashlimil mi sh'roi lo. V'mashe yod ba'atzadikim sh'HaKadosh Baruch Hu had destined the tzadikim, the righteous people v'mul o'ilam hazeh on the water of this world v'ilam ha'bo'el is al'avoyda on the servants sh'ashlimil mi sh'roi lo should complete those who and also Kodesh Baruch Hu is only complete the punishment which is appropriate for the minadin on those ones who believe. And what is the bitokon of Kodesh Baruch Hu? Mashlomes aminu b'elohim, that he completes his amun in Kodesh Baruch Hu. Who was the biggest maimin? Avraham Avinu. Omer says, Lule Manti, the remember says, Lule Manti, Liras B'tiv Hashem Be'er Tzachayim, Lule Manti, if I had not believed, Liras to see B'tiv Hashem, the goods of Hashem Be'er Tzachayim, in the world of life, means it will come. Ein Roi Luftech Al Ma'asah Toiv, you're not supposed to rely on the good Ma'asah, V'Avtiach Na'afshem Gumul Oilem Ha'zeh, you should rely on the reward of this world, V'Oilem Abol Ma'asah. Ach Yitrach V'Shtavli should always be Matriach, should always try to by door, to be moedel a toivis avoid at mida sort of. You should oversee in shtabas of the person should not rely on Kodesh Baruch Hu will be good on me. The opposite, the person should always try to see every moment where Kodesh Baruch Hu is good on him. He should always be thankful to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Loi de tikvas gmul osich is chayev lo b'masei. Not because it's going to be good for me to come. In other words, I should be busy right now to thank Hashem what he done already for me now good, and therefore I have to thank him, therefore I have to be good to him, I have to do the mitzvahs, not because he should pay me back in the Olam Habo. It is just like if somebody works for Olam Habo, for gmul Olam Habo, he's totally neglecting of recognizing and acknowledging the goods of a Kodesh Baruch Hu right now that you have to do to him. The Moshe goes, the Chodesh Savov is, I think, mentioned it above. A person is being fed from the king, continuously being fed from the king. And he feels everything is coming to him. And everything when he does something, everything when he's doing something, says, no, when will you pay me? That's when will you pay me? I'm paying all the time. You neglect to see I'm paying you all the time. They think, when are you going to pay me? I'm doing things, put away for my savings. But you're not paid you for, you didn't pay yet what you're doing, what I'm doing you all the time. We have to focus to see what Hashem is doing to us all the time, and not to hope to get gmul, reward the Olam Habo, because we should even feel not worthy to get gmul Olam Habo. Everything which we do anyway is dedication to Kodesh Baruch Hu, which we owe to him, what he does to us presently. Closing to Kodesh Baruch Hu presently. Loi le sikvas gmul osi, not because I'm hoping going to get Yitzchak Maseh. Ach yiftach elohim boy, he should totally rely on Kodesh Baruch Hu achar shtadlus, after he's trying, lifroya, he wants to pay back, hadois haboyer, the thanks of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, al goydel, taibosa, olaf, on the great goodness which he does for me now. Moshe Omer, Abba Sein, Zuchan, Ebruch, as our Chazal tell us, al ti kavodim shalom shalom sarav, nas the kabul pras. Don't be like the servants who are working in order to get reward. Not for getting, you're going to get this and this and this and this. You might shmaya lechu should be fearful for Kodesh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? Ever it works, it says, I am. The Moshe goes, a melech which took a person, which was a very poor person, which was out to die, he was starving, and took him into the house, and he fed him, and he dressed him, and he took care of him, and then he gave him a good place to sleep, and became a member of the family. And of course, he started to actually like be a member of the family. Also, did he share in the household like a servant? He was also servicing the family, but at the same time, he was taking care. And he saved him from life, he fed him all the time, he made him a comfortable home and everything. One day, but this servant all of a sudden said, listen, I'm doing it, I'm washing dishes, I'm serving this. He started putting on the paper everything which he's doing. He saw that the other people come out, outside workers, they come out, they come in, they work a few hours, and they're getting paid, they're getting paid, everything which they're done. So he was a member of the family, he starts marking down. So comes forward with the merit of no, look what I've done to you, why don't you pay me? He says, what have you done to me, what did I do to you? I don't have to pay you all the time. You're a member of the family. You've been taken care of. I took all your obligations from me. So of course, you have the responsibility as a member of the family. But you're not getting paid. Those people are outside workers. They have nothing to do. I'm not feeding them. They work, they come in, they go home. So they're getting paid. We are members of the family for Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have to be thankful to Hashem that you took us in. You made me, I became a Kodesh Baruch Hu's nation. Now what I'm doing, I want to mark down, I want to get rewards. This is done. So you didn't even finish paying what you are now. One of the chassidim said, it's one thing when the chassid says, echad chassidim, it goes on himself, he was the chassid. Echad used to say, lo yigia odem el gula oil mabob maseyu, a man would never reach the reward of Olam Habo with all his deeds, if they're really careful with the cheshmim, how much he is mukhuyev to pay back for Kodesh Baruch Hu tavoyis of Olam. If you should make a real accounting, no matter who it is, when it comes to Olam Habo, is he deserving to get Olam Habo? So if you make accounting, how much toiv they made him for Olam Hazeh, he will get nothing. Because the biggest toiv in Azeh is the fact that he was serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He became a member of the family. If a son will come over to his if a child in a family is going to come over to you, imagine you mean you have a child that's helping you in the house. Helping you in the house, and comes at night, he's going to give you a bill. Okay? That's exactly. But we're looking further for the Gmul Olam Abo, it's like a child in the house giving a bill to parents. And I did this, I did this. And how about what we do for you? And if you take the real din, take the real accounting, how much we receive from Olam Hazeh, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you would have nothing to deserve to get the high Olam Abo. I advise there Olam Abo. Chesed. I will be chesed in Olam. The whole thing is chesed. The Baruch Hu is chesed. Glucha Hashem HaChesed. How can they for artistic of them a seichem? Therefore, don't never rely on your maisim. What we do is a luchua doina a chosek after shalvi shema seich, as we mentioned yesterday. Your Kodesh Baruch Hu is the chesed, because you rewarded for the man, as the man had done everything. Or the man had done really nothing. So therefore, since the whole Gemul Olam Abo is only an act of chesed is not being mentioned in the book, it's not something. As we mentioned it yesterday, it's not a contract. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. Really don't deserve it. You're getting everything down in Olam Abo. So therefore, the Torah only speaks down in Olam Hazeh.
You can't even show me Taina that I never asked to go into the world. I didn't volunteer to this army. I mean, I was forced in there. And saying he did good for me, but also, out in Shama, he didn't.
Now, what does it compare? If you see an orphan child, you see outside somebody starving, dying away, and you took him into your house, and became a member of the family, and he says, "Well, I never wanted to be outside. I never wanted to exist to begin with. But Lamai see you there. You might see you there. When you're there, you're starving." That's what the Gemara says. Toiv la'odom sheloi nivra. So the better for the person who shouldn't be created at all. Noach la'odom sheloi. So the easier for the person who shouldn't be created at all. Achshav shenivra. What now you have to keep fashpesh b'masa. Now look what you're doing. So that's your question. What the Gemara says. But achshav shenivra. The question is, but l'maisa you're existing. Because b'chav hold you down. But l'maisa, I think don't know that in this one. The Ishbitza brings it down. But I heard this from Kadmoinim. Some of the time it's a ram. It's a finisher by a nisim, I think. It says, the Gemara says, Noyach loy lo odom shloy nidre. So it'd be easier for the man who wouldn't be created. It doesn't say, Toyd loy shloy nidre. It's good thing he wasn't created, because it's good he was created. The better is that you have been created. So it'd be easier not being created. The job would be easier to live through. But Toyd, as far as Toyd loy shloy nidre. Obviously, those are not born, not there. For them, it's low Toyd. So since it's Toyd, it's not so you're really getting something. Aval Perish Chelik HaShvi'i, what is the explanation of the seventh Chelik? The seventh Chelik of Bitochen, the seventh way Bitochen is being applied. The great kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are those who are chosen. It's Gulosai Ba'olim Abo, and those chosen one Olim Abo, Roy Batoides, and there's many good Ashloi Nuchal HaSofim, which we can't even count. How does the man acquire the bitochen on a Kodesh Baruch Hu on those things which he will relate, which he can't even imagine what they are? She's asking b'sivoy samaniyah soisoy. He should be busy in those areas which holds him back. He should be busy always. How to acquire the Madregas of Chassidim, which is appropriate that you should be close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to this chesed of reward, and he should eliminate from the same all those eliminations. What should he do that he should acquire the Midas of Chassidus, that he should be worthy to the Olam Abo, and what should she do to eliminate from himself all those parts which takes him away from this avodah? Who would this is? Yinag, he should conduct his life. The Midah is with those characteristics, Anshaferishes, the people who are separating themselves from the world, Hamo Asim, Ba'olam Hazeh. He should conduct his life in such a way that the Olam Hazeh, this world, should be disgusting for him. Ulohoitzi Ahavosoi Ubechirosoi Milibai. He should take out all the love to this world and all the children of the world from his heart. They should work on him, there should be no room in his heart to any kind of admiration, any kind of love for earthly things. How does a person acquire this high level in Bitochen? Says the person should work he should take out of his heart any kind of admiration and love. The Yomir Zeh, he should exchange this love by Havas HaBayis Baruch. The love from the inyonim of this world, anything should be exchanged to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Limos Harei Lov, it should be totally given over to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nishtashe HaBayis, he should only enjoy this Havas Hashem. Should they totally be removed from this world and from the inhabitants of the world. This Nagi should conduct his life by Minhogi Anavim Vachasidim. Like in the Minhogim of the Nevi'im, of the prophets of Sidim, the Liboy Betuach Barokim should totally be reliant on Kodesh Baruch Hu. She's chasidim, and Kodesh Baruch Hu will do chasidim, and she's chasid by Imam Boyle Mabo, which Kodesh Baruch Hu is mischasid with the Nevi'im and Chasidim, which already are in the Oyle Mabo. I mean, it's the famous story. You know, the Chofetz Chaim had a very beautiful son, which was very close with. He wrote together with him the first chelik of the Mishnah Berurah. And he died in his lifetime, the Chofetz Chaim's lifetime. And when the Chofetz Chaim was maspit him, his son, Chofetz Chaim said, there was once an almona, a widow which had a ben yochid, which had an only son. Imagine an almona having an only son. How close his mother was to the son, how much this love there was from the mother to the son. Unfortunately, that Ben Yochid had died. Ben Yochid died, the son died. So the Almona said as follows, Ben Shlom, I always loved you a lot. But there was a little place in my heart left to love my husband and to love my child. Then when you took away my husband, you made room that the love which I used to give to my husband, I shifted it to you. And I loved you. I converted this love into you. Now you took away my only son. I'm promising I'm taking this part of love which I had to my only son. I'm going to fill it with the love to you. That's exactly what it is, the lotion of the Chovei Sovavos. That you should lohoitzi. He took it out from me. Lohoitzi avosa. He took out the love. V'chilos emelim. He took everything out from his heart. Anything which has to do anything outside of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And this is a very high madrega. And there it needs a lot of bitachon Kodesh Baruch Hu should be able to reach, that you should be able to dedicate the entire life, entire dedication of your existence only to Kodesh Baruch Hu, not to have any admiration, nothing, any love. Now even a love from a father to a child, from a parent to children, from a parent to his spouse, everything is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. However, Lemaisa, how could you still love the others? Everything is a Havas Yisrael, is a Havas Hashem. If you make a Havas Yisrael as a separate type of a Hava, then you're competing with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because the Havas Yisrael goes on everyone. The Havas Yisrael to love your children, to love your spouse, to love your wife, is a part of a Havas Yisrael Kamoicho. What we have to know is a Havas Yisrael Kamoicho is a Havas Hashem. A Havas Hashem Elokecho, Es Hashem Elokecho. If you love Hashem, so what is the Havas Yisrael Rabbis? Who do you marve? The Rabbis Tamid HaChachomim. When you love Tamid HaChachomim, you love Hashem. Because if you appreciate a person in this world, why do you appreciate him? Because Kumaycha, because it's a chelik elokai l'umal, so the end goal is like a Havas Hashem. Aval mi shiyiftach el elokim. But the one who relies on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the one who uses bitochen, shizakeyu lezeh, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will be mezakeh him to come to reach the mismadrega of this chosid. Without any involvement doing something, who silva perceives the fool. In other words, how do you apply it to talking? If you do all the maisim, you do all the things to get to this madrega, then you need to be talking to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu will reach you to this madrega. Obviously, to get to this madrega, you can't get unless it's a gift of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But you have to do something for it. But the one who says, I have bitochen, I'm going to reach this madrig. I have bitochen, I'm going to get close to Hashem. I have bitochen. But you're not doing the mitzvah ma'is, you're not doing it as a fool. The devil Mishnei Marolav is compared to, like the Pesuk says on him, Oysi ma'as zimri. He lives like a life as a zimri. He wants to live a life. No, he wants to have a part of this world. Ma'as zimri, he wants to enjoy himself, but he wants to be totally a chosid. Emisimone anshe ha'mailo ha'gdeila zois. What are the simonim of these great people who the chassidim are totally dedicated, totally to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they always have bitochen Kodesh Baruch Hu? They do the maximum of their part to remove themselves minyone oilem hazeh, and they know it's not enough. They should reach the Madrega unless they're only through Bitochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reach them. What are the simonim of these people that are on this level? Is Sheyoiru Avdei Aboire El Avoides Aboire. They should continuously be busy to teach the servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Aboides Aboire, to how to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They never get tired, never feel tired on teaching others, to be responsible for others, always to focus on others. This is that's a simon that this person works on this path. He wants to get close to Hashem and nothing else. It is no selfishness. And you see a person, this brings it as a simon. Sheyoyiru avdei aboyer, they're going to teach the avdei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu al avoyeres aboyer.
But I say that you love the children, you love the boyer.
That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, how do you know that the person is Oyev Hashem? See, because he doesn't stop talking about Hashem. He always talks about Hashem. That's his topic. This is 24-hour topic. And everything falls. Everything has to do with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, has to go to get to his Jews. So that's a simon. That's what he is. It doesn't love anything else. A person loves golf, loves baseball, speaks about baseball. You speak about what you love. What is the simon that this person is nothing in Oyev Hashem? That his whole topic, his whole issue, his whole purpose, all goals in life is only in this. It's gonna be a tremendous sevel. He's gonna suffer at the time of Rishoyon Batzor because he can't accomplish his mission. V'shigiekar b'neim, is gonna be light in his eyes. Koldovar, anything would be easy for him to do. It's okay, mitzvah savoir his work. When it comes to fulfilling mitzvah, because work is gonna be easy. It's a kalkaneshet. It's gonna be strong like a lion, it's gonna run like a deer, it's gonna be light like an eagle. Because usually when a person, I always prove to people say, I'm lazy, I can't get up in the morning. So no, you're not lazy. But I can't until I schlep myself out of my bed, I can't. I mean, I say to children, I'm talking about, let me tell you, if you would have to go to Eretz Yisrael, you have to go to a trip, you don't want to go to a trip, you want to go to a nice trip. So yes, I want to go. So imagine if you're preparing for a trip which you love to go. It would be hard for you to get out of the bed. If you have then to get out of the bed, they wake you up, you have to wait 100 times. Hey, the plane is leaving, you know, you have to get up 4 o'clock in the morning in order to catch the 6 o'clock flight. Something which you're eager to go. You want to go. Says no. Says he's not lazy. If you're not going to get out of the bed, you waited for the trip who knows how long, and you can't, then you're a chronic lazy guy, then you're really lazy, you see. But you see, something which you want, there's no laziness. Something you want, you easy. The laziest person is running to do what he wants to do. Okay, there's no laziness. So you see, the laziness is only because you don't want enough. Now, when you see that this person is always easy, always light, and always running to do, it's a simon, that's all that he wants. He only wants one thing. To serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the simon? He's always running, he's always up, he's always awake, and he's always ready. And he does it excitedly, it's not a burden. So those are the simonim that this person, this is the Rotsan Hashem Tak, this is the Rotsan, he doesn't be too close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Always talks about it, always teaches others, and he says, everything is going to be light in his eye. Nothing is hard enough. No matter what you ask, if the light enough, it's a key of mitzvah savoris when it comes to fulfilling mitzvah Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kmo shedatum in Inyan, as you know, when him mitzvah Avram, and you see when Kodesh Baruch Hu was testing Avram. So how did the test come really to Yashkem Avram Apoik? Avram got up early. Now, getting up early with such excitement to go to slaughter your son, because he was out to do the Rosh Hashem. So the Rosh Hashem, anything Rosh Hashem, you do it in Zrizus. They let himself thrown into the Kivshanesh. It was nothing. The life was nothing to them. Immediately the Torah said it to them. They didn't have to think. But Daniel, the Goy Varoyas, Daniel, when in the lion group, was sort of Riga Malchus, and the 10th Surya Malchus, which they get there. And Misha Bochar Bamovas Bavoyra Saboyra. And all those who had chosen to die in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Yoyse Minachayim Amrois, more than to live a life which goes against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Veresh, who they chose to be poor, Yoyser Mina Oysher, more than to be rich. the choli, the chose to be there the sick, mina b'yisrael to be healthy. But tzora, the chose to be in a matzah for tzora, yosem in hashal more than in peacefulness. Why? Because everything which brings them kodesh b'chol, they didn't care about it. Dedicated, they sacrificed themselves. That shows that they have the simonim, and this reaching, this accomplishment, is they need bitochen. Because you do the maximum that you could do, and now you have bitochen. Kodesh b'chol will let you. We're going to bring you to where you are. The nimsal adina b'ira, and the one who gives himself over to dina b'ira, but also b'xeros, and he wants b'xeros b'ira. He's not afraid. Nimsal adina b'ira. We had seen it countless time. All the elachayim, the real elachayim, in the time of the Holocaust, where they had opportunities to be escape of the Holocaust. On up for the bombing from yeshivas and family people. My grandfather, Olamah Shalom, he wanted. He wanted. My father had to fight with him. Father had to fight with him to save him in any way. Save the ones. He got him into the working camp after that. And all of a sudden he's back. He was eager to go to Auschwitz. Unbelievable. He was eager to go. Like, I want to go with all the Jews. He said, prepare. Let's prepare. We're going to come into the Kiddush Hashem. It's as long as the Chodesh Elul says. Also, there's a mitzvah to live. But obviously, see, there's a mitzvah to live. There was a mitzvah to die. There was a mitzvah to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. There's a mitzvah to live also. And the real Elah Chayim, which all he wants to do, the Rotzon Hashem, is inclined to do what Hashem wants more. Therefore, it says, Vuchon Avasno could have been saved. Therefore, could have been saved. He didn't want. He went in back to his kehillah and says, I'm going to go with my kehillah. And he spoke out years before that what's going to happen. And there were many. The Galan Torah was a certificate. They came to save him. No, I want to stay with my kehillah. It was because Canaan was. I want to go with my. And they lifted up with the people around them and says, we're going to be Mekadoshim Shemaim. And they spoke speeches to them and they sang. That's exactly so, because that's what they want. They want to be close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And now to reach this Madrega is total dedication, and then be talking to Kodesh Baruch Hu that you could reach this Madrega. There comes the bitochen.
But what the others should choose not to, the others should left, right?
Mm-hmm.
The others should left.
Yes. Obviously, you have
but
to know.
How do you know?
Those are those tzaddikim who are here to do all of the Rotzon Hashem. And those tzaddikim, we know, obviously there was a few gedolim, was the Belzerov, Satmarov, which he did everything to get saved. The Belzerov got saved, the whole his family perished. His rabbits and his children, they were burned alive. They were burned alive. And he perished. He perished to such a nisim, to such a miracle, and he let everything he let himself do, Joshua perished, he shaved his beard off. You know, I remember Belzerov, when he arrived from the Bosnian ghetto, from Poland, he arrived to Hungary. We were then in Hungary hiding. Already, he came. He shaved like a Russian general. A whole thing. If you read through the story, the way they saved the Belzerov, the way the soul of Belzerov, the way unbelievable stories of Nisim, open miracles. But you saw this man's dedication to get saved. You could see that he was like one person, one tzaddik, one general has to be saved in order to watch on the Yiddish king that also is going to be salvaged after that. And he never said a word. He never said like abandoned my family. Must abandon my family. He was also already abandoned. He only remained alive only for one reason. To take care of the Jewish children, to bring them into the new life after the war. So his whole rescue was not for himself. I mean, what kind of rescue is when you see all your family spending everything? He's singly alone, old man is rescuing. You know, what? He had no children anymore, nothing. It was like Kodesh Baruch Hu left us a Shorei Knesset Agdola, left us 12 years after the Holocaust, he was still alive. I mean, it was Toshinian time. Passed away Toshin Zad from Toshin Yad, Toshin, and then he got out Toshin Dalad already. So this was Mamash Min HaShemayim. There was picked few, hidden few individual tzaddikim, which has been left over Kodesh Baruch Hu. So their function was to save the Am Yisrael, to build the Am Yisrael.
Just as Ohana Wasserman knew that he was on the path to his way, the
Belzer Rebbe
knew that he was
on the path. Exactly. And the proof of that is, it's unbelievable thing that all those people, these great people, they lost. Even the Satmarov that he rescued himself with he had three daughters before the war. Three daughters, and the fact that he rescued himself with his relatives, but the three daughters died, never had children, and he remained childless. You can see that this the Gerereb, the Beis Yisroel, the Chazanish, all these people who were left before. So that tzaddikim, the Ismach Moshe said that tzaddikim but they come down to the soul not for themselves at all. They're already totally mitukan. They were totally complete. They only came down for the world some eagles for other for as a service for Klal Yisrael. Just so they can usually die without children. They're total selfless. So for them, you could see the Berzer, if you read through the story of the Berzer of rescue operation, it was totally not for him, totally for him. Like, it was unbelievable, mysterious nefesh, it was obvious miracles. There was a whole story that Hungarian general came that they need two Russian prisoners. They need them for testimony. They came into the ghetto. And they took out, they smuggled out these two Jews, the Berzov and his brother, and they shaved them, and they put on Russian clothing, Russian soldier clothing, get your Russian generals, and they put them into a car, and he had papers, documents that he's bringing two Russian prisoners for a court trial in Hungary, and through that to smuggle them through. And it was in between, there was so many miracles happened. The fact So the fact that you went into this whole SK operation, the way you participated, involved, and then there was a time, it's an awful story, there was a time that the driver, they drove a whole day, a whole night, came into a town and went into a bar, and the Germans started making an investigation, and now he left them in the car. And the Germans started making, so they went to the car. See, they were talking to them, see, they are Jews, they didn't speak any Russian, the Belzer of it, his brother didn't have anything. And the German this driver comes out from the bar, and he didn't see the car. He didn't see the car. Also, he got bumped into the car. So the cloud covering the car, the whole car was not visible. All of a sudden, he was searching like in a fog. Also, he bumps into the car, and he got into the car. And he said, "It was miracle, see, because out there was all Germans, and I was very much afraid they're gonna get to you." And but the car was not, so unbelievable miracles happening. That you can see Hashem's hand was guiding the Mamash. And the Berzerov came to Hungary, he said that every Jew is being rescued, there's two Malachim standing on his side and watching him, he should be rescued. It's not a natural thing to be rescued. So you can see those people were rescued for only for different reasons. Mainly, just let's finish it. This person is totally loyal to the Chesed of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Asher Omer Elokos the Posek says on him, L'Hamchim Ahava Yesh, that's the same Malach. I have a lot of inheritance from my friends, and I'm going to fill up their storage place. Omar, I know the Asalim Zilosko, Yasalim Chakra. No eye could ever see outside of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which a Kodesh Baruch Hu will do, and Chakra, those who hope for it. Omar, more of two questions, Fanta, that how great is the goodness which you put away for you one year for year. Shabbos. עכשיו אני תוך מדפרי שנים ואוף פרק חמישי פרק החמישי שער הביטוחן אבל ההפרש שבין הבטח על אלוהים זה לא סוי What is the difference between the person who has ביטוחן על הקודש ברוך הוא Between the person who lives without bitochen, the Inyan is askoy the sivay sateres, the one who is involved in going out for business, mainly the one who has bitochen to the point that he doesn't work at all, and is being fed. So a lot of there's a difference, because the one who has bitochen doesn't work, he sees Hashem gives him, and the one who has no bitochen goes out to work. But the person who goes out to work anyhow, like we, the zvulons, who has to go out to work anyway. In what forum does it differentiate between the one who works? How does he manifest his bitochen? He's working. If you have bitochen, why are you working? So where does it come out the difference between the one who works which doesn't work in bitochen? Oymar, I will say, kabatech velakim, yibodel mezilas abatech olav shiva inyoni. The difference, it will be seven differences, seven ways to differentiate between the one who is bateach between the one who is not bateach. Echad mem, the first one. Ki abateach velakim, the one who is better lying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, roitze bedinai, he wants his outcome, wants his din, wants his situation, b'chol inyonav. Doesn't matter on what form. On any way, anything which comes, anything which Hashem gives him, he's accepting. Roitze bedinai. Moideloi ala toiva, he's thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu on all the good, the alhoro, and all the bad. כמו שאומר לגר פוסק says השם לא עושן והשם לא כך היא שם השם מברך. Doesn't matter what it is, does השם give or does השם take, let השם be blessed. כמו שכוסוב לגר פוסק says חסד ומשפט ושירה. I would sing to you if this is חסד or it's משפט. אומר רבי סיין זכן וחזל told us אם חסד is חסד taking with a person ושירה. I think אם משפט ושירה, doesn't matter on what circumstances, I'm always singing on a Kodesh Baruch. But Amru Chazal tell us, Chayv Odom Levorech Al Aro, Keshem Shemavorech Al Atoyne, it requires the person has to bench a Kodesh Baruch Hu on bad things, just like his Mavorech Al Atoyne. This, now, who could do it? With the same Simcha, the Gemara says with the same Simcha. Now, obviously, how could it be? That's a result, it's a product of Bitochen. Only the one who is Bitochen, he knows that is Bitochen. Even he works, he knows not I am the accomplisher. Hashem is the accomplisher. If Hashem does it, Hashem knows what is good for me. If it's good or bad, he's always thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now only the Baal Bateach could equally Chesed Hashira, Mishpat Hashira, it doesn't matter what circumstances, sings to Kodesh Baruch Hu. However, Ba'asher in any Bateach Barakim, but the one who is not relying on Kodesh Baruch Hu, he works, and he takes the end product as he did it, Mishalel ala toivo. He's only thanking if it's good. He's appreciating only if good comes across. Kmo shneimer like the pasuk says, Kehilel rosho al tavas nafshay. The rosho is praising and he accomplishes the taiva of his nefesh. Ubeitzei aberech, and if he takes things and he blesses on those things which he accomplished to his rishes, nietz Hashem. He's only angers a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The rosho only thanks Kodesh Baruch when things goes good with him, and even then those thanks, the Kodesh Baruch is angry, so you thanking me for that. In Miskatze Falaro, in the Rosho is really angry at the Kodesh Baruch when things happening in Habati, when Shneem like the Pasuk says, Vohoyo ki ira, when the Rosho is hungry, Miskatze, he becomes angry at Hashem, Vekilel, and he's cursing Vemalka Belhav, Pone Lomala. He's diverting his curses to against the Kodesh Baruch. No, obviously, so that's the first difference between Abateach and Abateach. Abateach is always accepting happily, and thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, happy no matter what the outcome is. Is there money? Is there no money? Is there health? Is there no health? That's number one. Vasheini. And the second difference is between Abateach and Abateach. Abateach Velokim, the one who's Abateach Velokim, Nafshoi Beminucho, has a peaceful, tranquil life. Belivoi Sholev, in his heart is very tranquil, mitzadak zeirois, with all the zeirois which Kodesh Baruch Hu brings on him. The datoi, because he knows, because he knows everything which is happening for him is to the good, because Baruch Hu makes it, to make good in this world and to the world to come. Moshe Omar Dovidor, Moshe Omar Dovidor Melech said, Ach l'Elohim doimi nafshi, all mito Kodesh Baruch Hu, I keep quiet my nefesh, keep many tikvos, because all my hope comes from him. However, vashenani b'teach v'elokim, the one who does not rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who b'toivo, although he has all the goods of a b'tzar todir, is always in pain, u'do'ogo, is always worrying, u'do'ogo aruko, is always a lengthy worrying, v'evel, he mourns, v'etzav, is broken. Why? L'hoisiv l'harva, so lichnos, he needs more. If he made a lot of money, it's never enough. He needs more. He's afraid it's going to be taken away. Anything which, and one other thing, the more he gets the trosha, the doesn't have b'teach v'elokim, the more he gets heavily oil mazeh, in the end, he's disgusted with it. He doesn't eat. He doesn't enjoy anymore in this world. See, the Rosh Hashanah is always pursues his tithes, the more tithes he had, the more he's getting disgusting of it. He's never satisfied. All my days are poor and bad. However, the one is good heart, because he has bitoch mishta tomit, he's always happy. He's always happy go lucky. The one who relies on him, pursues his own things, is kol yemei oni roim. All my days are bad, I'm poor, because even things go well, he's disgusted. Nothing makes him happy. However, v'toiv leiv, the The one who lives with good heart, that means he's b'tel b'kodesh b'ruch, Hashem is in his heart. His mishta tomit is almost in almost in a chasana. The Gemara says, Hai alma kebe hilu ledamya. This world is just like a chasana. In a chasana, you don't worry, this tomorrow you have to cover the check. In a chasana, you eat and sleep and drink and dance. A chasana is a happy, now we have a chasana. The same thing, the toiv lev, the one who's relying on a kodesh b'ruch, has a good heart because Hashem is with him. His mishta tomit is always relying on a kodesh b'ruch. Now the difference between the first and the two, the first is the batech, because b'ruch is always thanking Hashem on the good and bad, and the not batech is only on good and not on bad. Second, he says to thank Hashem is only the end product, but while things go on with him, the one who's batech b'elokim, the one who's relies on kodesh b'ruch, is always at peace, not talking about thanking, always knows everything comes from good,
not bad.
Yeah, it knows everything comes from Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and things everything is l'toivo in this world. L'achrisay, l'toivo is balom, l'achrisay. There's no bad. Hashem Shmuel Chatzal. He's always knowing this comes from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Vashlishi. And the third difference between b'teach and other b'teach. Ki b'teach v'lekim d'vone l'raz Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The im yisalsek b'siba is also he's mishtavel, also he's putting in effort, he's working in businesses and working and going to doctors. Im kolzois, also he does it lo yismach b'libay aleihem. He will absolutely not rely in his heart on them. Lo yikave mehem. He's not going to hope on them. To elis any hope. Lo yinezek. And also he will not accept any nezek from that. He's going to be damaged from them. Mibli retzoy ne'ev. If it is not the desire for kodesh baruch, he knows that a person gets sick, also has to go to the doctor. He knows now the doctor will bring him heals, another doctor will damage him, another doctor could hurt me, another doctor could help me if Hashem doesn't want. Because he relies on kodesh baruch and not on the siva which he's going, which is the doctor or business. Ach misasek b'em, why does he do? Why does he go to the doctor to begin with? That's the famous chevi salvo v'shita. If that's the case, if he doesn't rely on him at all, why does he go? Why does he make business? Why is he making ishtalas? Akmis asek b'em is only relying on them, is working with them. He's choosing to serve a kodesh baruch. Asher tzivo, because baruch commanded him lis asek ba'olam, that he should be busy with those things. Liyashvoy, to settle the world, lezaino, into feed the world. He's doing it because Hashem told me to do. Hashem put me in such a world that when I need money, I have to work. So I'm not going out to work to get money. Hashem wants me to work. So going to work is a mitzvah. And Hashem, I'm going to a doctor. It's not because the doctor is going to give me refuah, because Baruch gives me refuah. But go to a doctor is a mitzvah. If any result, benefit will come out from this involvement, or a nezek, some damage will be postponed because I did it. Is Yahid Elohim Levadel, he's only going to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not the Siva. Well, Yahid Ben Ahava Vichibi said, he's not going to add love and desire to the Siva which he does. People sometimes have a good business, they make money, they fell in love with the business because, oh, this business is a good business, made him a lot of money. No, you know, the business never gave him money. Well, he will never rely more on this business. I don't have to worry about a good business and I don't have to worry about a good doctor. He's never going to rely on the Siva. He's always going to strengthen his bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yismach Libe Olaf is also going to rely his heart on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mi Balev Deya Sibos. Outside of the Sibos. No matter how much the Sibos means the Shtalos HaShidam, he's never relying on the Sibos, he's always going to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu only. Im Lo Yoyliya Sibos. And if he worked in the Sibos and not bought him, he worked to make business and tried to didn't come in any money, or Chas V'Shalom went to the doctor, nor refuya, Yeda, he will know. His panos are going to come because Hashem Kosh Baruch Hu wants to bring panos. He could stand in here, they're not going to make panos. He knows panos will come and Hashem will want. It doesn't matter what Indian, from where panos will come from any place. But the Yimas, Bohem, Babers, and therefore he's not going to be disgusting in his work, also not. And he's never going to, let go. To be misasek in avoidance of Hashem, because if I don't work, when Hashem told me to work, I is not successful. As long as Hashem wants me out there, I'm going to do it anyhow. Hashem doesn't want me to go nothing, to do nothing. So it's going to be, even the business is not going, but as long as Hashem points to me that I want you to be out there, I'm going to be out, even if it's not productive. In other words, his happiness staying in business is not because he makes money, he doesn't make money. His happiness is staying in business because Hashem wants me to be in the business. Just like I'm davening, I have to put on tefillin, I'm putting on tefillin. Hashem wants me to live, I'm in business. And he's not going to let go. This is the only the one who's with the Kodesh Baruch, because he's not relying on the business. For him, the business is nothing more than avoidus Hashem. Masha came out of Neni, but the one who does not rely on Hashem. He misasik the Sibois. Why is he busy in the Sibois in his status? Because he relies on the business. Shen Mo'ilo says he thinks the business is helping him. Only the doctors, wherever he goes and makes the ishtadlus, this is doiches pushing away these damages for him. Then, im him ilo soy soy, if he really got help through his ishtadlus, the shabach is going to praise them. The shabach, and he will praise the ishtadlus of them, the more you're being involved in his starship. If he also has some why choose exactly this medicine for this doctor, but if he's also never going to do anything else. If they don't help him, and Niachoisan, he will let him go immediately. If he must, he's going to despise him, he's going to disgust them. Yosef Chepsum, he wouldn't want to be anymore there. Kama Shomer Kosov Kosov says, Alken is a Beach Lechermoy. This man who's relying on business, he is a Beach. He will Makter Ketoyrus Lechermoy. So he's a Vaidazor, Vikatele Michmartoy. And he's going to be Mekatel Mekatoyrus. He's going to bring carbon, he's going to bring Ketoyrus. All to his sword, to his hammer, to his tools. In other words, he's worshipping his business. The people who don't rely on Hashem, rely on the business. And if the business is successful, they worship the business. They don't worship Hashem. In case the business doesn't go away as they want, they get disgusted at throwing everything away. What is he? And the fourth difference between Abatech and Anabatech. Ki Abatech Berakim, the one is Abatech and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it's going to be left over something from his food needs, for instance, a man needs, let's say, $500 a week to live on, and he made $700 a week, and there's $200 left over above what he needs, Yoitziano, he will immediately spend the extra money, the mashamatik to turn about his work, anything which makes Hetta Kodesh Baruch, anything which ignores that he will give tzedakah, he will feed the other person. He will do it. He will tell him with that. And of course, Hashem gave him extra money. And he will do it benedivus nafsha. He will do it with a generosity, with tivlovo, with good heartedness. Because everything I got from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and from your hand, all this thing has been given. So he doesn't feel that he gives something away. What's the problem when we give tzedakah? That the six point shadecho, don't hold back your hand. Your heart shouldn't be heavy. Shouldn't be bad when you give away money, because you feel like you're giving away your money. But one is batechan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he never feels it's mine. It's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is feeding me, and if he gave me more than I need, I know the extra money doesn't even start to become mine. He gives it away just like I'm somebody else's money. A bank teller, when you work in a bank and it's cashing checks in a bank teller, if somebody comes in with a $10,000 certified check, and you take the paper and you give him $10,000 cash, he feels bad. Ooh, I just gave him $10,000. They don't feel bad. That's what you are here for. The man is Batechan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's like a bank teller. He made extra money more than he needs. It's not his. He gives it away. With tiv levav, with good heartedness. Mashke Mishenenu Batech Barakim, the one who does not rely on Hashem, and he thinks he makes the money. And then Roya Oilam, he doesn't see the world, he never sees enough. He never sees in the world, I made enough money, the city circle. He never sees enough. No matter how much money means, he's always afraid he needs more to put in the same account as to call up money in the city, he's afraid of a rainy day. He's relying on himself. He's always afraid of his money. He would never like to spend money to pay the duty which he has to do for Kodesh Baruch Hu and other money to give for other people money. But then he margish boy. It says the person who relies on money, relies on his business, he makes money. The first time he realizes he has money, you know when? When does he realize that he has money? When he lost the money. And other people got the money. Because along the money is by him. I mean, he can't eat more than with two hands, with two. How much can he eat? He You leave a certain amount of money, you live. And the balance of the money you put away in savings. And what is then you work, you're making money, putting in savings account, buying real estate. But you can't, you don't live double, you don't live triple. And giving away money, chas v'shalom, you can't give away the money, so you're going to miss. And you generate, he gets money, makes more money. And when does he realize really that he has more money? When he's gone, when the money's taken away, he says, listen, you took away so much money. There's many people come forward. There's one time was an entire in Chayne Rode, there was an entire Schnorrer goes on Chafener, goes every time, goes Schnorrer. So he pulled somebody to the entire, he gave somebody $100,000 alone on Heteriske. The guy doesn't pay him back. He says, I thought you're Schnorrer. You only found out you're a millionaire when the money's gone. you only find out that this guy had money when the money's gone. Because while he has the money, he locks it up. He never could enjoy the money. Like the Mishimshin says once, in America we don't enjoy money. In America we enjoy making money. Once you make the money, you lock it up. You never see it again. You don't enjoy money. Money, either you spend it for nothing, either lock it up, you never spend it for anything. In America you enjoy making money. I made money. Where the money goes doesn't matter. Drugs and this and this and that. You just spend it out or we lock it up. Either person throws it out like water, like nothing, or we lock it up in that he never sees things, he never sees it. The only time when this money makes an effect that he has a lot of money when it's taken away, when it leaves it for somebody else. In any mortgage boy, doesn't feel the money which he made at Shiyoivat Memen until he loses the money. Memen, if he shows it, it means without it. Kuma Shomer Chov, our apostle says, Yesh me father, when I say for it. There is a person whose father is spending money all around. When I say for it, the Choysech only saves me, Yosher Achle Machzer. He saves it only for one reason, he should miss him. He will find out later what is missing him. In other words, you're not a balabos on the money, you can't master over your money unless you have bitochen. Because when you have bitochen, you could really spend it the way Hashem wants you to spend it. You could have excess money, give away with tuv levav. You know, Baruch Hashem, a kodesh baruch hu made your gabbat tzedok, and make your bank teller just to test it out. V'chamishi. And the fifth difference between abotech and atavotech is, ki abotech velo kivron elayz ha-kodesh baruch hu, he mis'aset b'sibes ha-oilam. He's only busy in this world, in his tablus, and every effort he's putting in, lohochin mehen, in order to prepare in this world, seido, preparation lachrisa, for his future, for the world to come. V'sipu klebeis moi adoi. And he should have enough prepared for the house of his destiny, which is oilam abo. Umash is barer, loy boy, hatzores tero salom, everything which is gonna save him and rescue him, he should be able to be matzil his Torah in his world. Any positive involvement which is a matzil Torah by Elomo, he gives him Torah, gives him a meaning of life and purpose on this world, this asik boy. He does. In Mash year, boy, shum have said with Torah, anything which will have any kind of damage to Torah, or maybe Lamroisa boy, or brings him that he should go against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and any of his asik boy. He's never gonna be busy on it. It's not going to be a pain instead of hope. In other words, the one who's Meter Velakim always busy in Sibur Soilam, is looking to make panosa, is working, but he's only going to look in such a type of a work, but while he's working, he's Matzel Torah by Lomai. He's distant that the work will, the tachos of the work is not how much money will I make, the tachos of the work is, will I function by Oilam Abo? Now, when we go out to it, we go out to work, okay? And we said before already in the second Bechina, the one who goes out to work, why is not relying on the work? Why is he going out? So what does Hashem want me to go out to work? He wants me to feel Shulchan Aruch Obedeh. Just like coming to Beis Hamedrash to learn Torah. You learn Torah, you do mitzvahs. Hashem sends you the business to do mitzvahs over there. Don't cheat and don't lie. And all of a sudden new opportunities come up. You could meet a little gray lie. You could make a lot of money. And Shem says, no, but tzedek, that you should, so I say, why go out to business? To serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I came to prepare for Olam Habo. And every opportunity, imagine a grocery, or a fruit store, or any kind of other things, or any business, where you sell things, some bills, some merchandise, some counting, selling plastics. And unfortunately, one of the big business in all these businesses is the cheating and the lying. you deliver 90% instead of 100%. You weigh this, you know, you don't weigh the footprint, you cheat, you lie. And that's the big thing against the money. And you go into this business, you're never going to cheat, never going to miss nothing, you're even going to add. So every time when you put something on a scale, every time when you make a bill of lading and it's charging, every time, any count, any number, you become a mitzvah Hashem. It's in Satan and Sosa.
That's the preparation for?
That's the preparation for Olam Haba. So he says, I'm in business in order to prepare Olam Haba, I'm not in business to make money. And he will never be involved in any kind of a business. It's going to be the opposite. It's going to make an avail. It's going to go against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He will never do it. So the Bater Hashem ask a man, what are you doing? I'm serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why are you serving Kodesh Baruch Hu? You hold them on the business. I'm serving Kodesh Baruch Hu in business. If there wouldn't be a way to Hashem in business, I wouldn't be involved in it. I wouldn't dare to be in the business and do things which may go against the Rosh and Hashem. This is the one, is Bater. But he's relying on himself. He relies on the Sivois. But he relies totally on the Sivois on business. But he's never going to run away. It's going to be a shady business, not so kosher. He's going to pursue it. He can use money. He has to make money. What can you do? You have to make money. You have to make ends meet. He will do any good business, bad business, kosher business, non-kosher business, because bottom line is money. He will chase anything. He's never going to think, where will be my tachlis? What will bring? The Chocham is afraid, he goes away from bed. But he's relying on business, he's so drunk with it, he's only going to pursue that. And the sixth difference between Beteach and Atabateach. The one who relies on Kodesh Baruch Hu, is loved, L'chol Kita is bin Odom, to all the groups, to all the people. The data of Noicha Olaf. Everyone likes him. Vipnishem Betuchim has a cost. They all know that he's not going to damage him. You know, as an honest businessman, and how could you be really an honest businessman? Because you're Betech Balakim. Everyone loves you. The customers, and the suppliers, and your neighbors. Everyone is liking him because, you know, because he never damaged anyone. And their heart is full of them. They will not be angry at him. Nobody's going to be afraid of him. They're never going to be afraid. He's going to take away their wives. He's going to take away their money. The man is an honest person. So he's not a jealous person. And nothing has to be watched from him. He's also watched from them. Otherwise, he has a very peaceful relationship with them. Nobody's going to take anything from him because he will never take anything from them. Mipri share there because, you know, Shuta Alta Veniska, Eina Biad Nivri, Loi Becholta, it doesn't have to be afraid of nobody. Just like that, he's not afraid that they are not afraid that he's going to take away their money, he's not afraid that he's going to be embezzled because he knows nobody could take anything away from him because everything's in the hand of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shuta Shuta Alta Eina Biad Nivri, Loi Becholta, Alkin, and Enem, Fachad Mazakos, he's never afraid of any kind of damage. Nobody could touch me. Just like I don't want you should feed me, so I'm not afraid you're going to steal me. Because so if he's totally, fully in peace from them, they're also peaceful from him. In other words, there's a wonderful relationship with mankind. Yehovah, he's going to love the people with whom he's dealing. Yehovah, and the people will love him. The one who's Batech Hashem, Chesed Yisrael, Yisrael Yisrael Chesed. Now, that is, the people around also deal with him with chesed. It's a known thing, all the absolute honest business people who really cannot be an absolute honest business person unless you are a Bateyav Hashem. It's known that all the people that deal with you, they love it. They all deal with chesed, all very nice and very kind with him. They all choose to do business with him. Mashkim is any Bateyav Hashem, the one who does not, Rav HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Eloi Oyev, he hasn't got a good friend. Because every time he's only lusting and he's only jealous of them. He almost needs more money if he has to get it. Any good things that you see by somebody else, if it was taken away from him. A jealous person can't see by somebody something good. Because anything that you have, you know, he has a nicer car, so you took it from me. He deserves it. And all their panos, is taken away from you panos. You see, somebody makes money, I should have made that money. And everything which I didn't fulfill for my time, for my desire, Hubavuram is because of them. You know, he always pursues tivus, he never gets it. He feels that they took it away. It's in their hand that he should be able to reach his tivus. If something bad should happen to his money or to his children, he actually would think, who made them? Those people made bad to me. My competitor took it away. He took away this. They did it to me. But should be Yodam Lahav and Anezah, they could have said that I shouldn't be damaged to postpone the badness. It shouldn't happen. They think that other people could have done it. And since he didn't do it, he's angered. And since he has this image in his soul that he thinks that other people are at fault of everything for him, Yovai is always going to blame his father, he's going to blame his family, he's going to blame his brother. Anything bad is happening to him, he's always blaming somebody else. His Bavar is Yovai Bavar is Limo Soisam. He's going to come to hate them, to discuss them. The Dabar is always going to talk on them. In the Kalalam Balisma is always going to curse them, he's going to hate them. Uhan Nimos Bishnelum, and this man is really disgusted in both worlds. He's actually embarrassed and put to shame in the both dwelling place, and this was the world to come. Because it says, Ikeshlev, the one is Ikeshlev, you know what, how do you call it, Ikesh in English? A hardened heart. It's like him to say, we're never going to find good. He's always complaining. You see, people who don't rely on Kodesh Baruch Hu, they always complain, they're always blaming somebody. First we start blaming our parents, things didn't go as well as we want, and then we blame the rest of the family, then we blame our friends, and then we blame anyone which you could put that blame on. Because if the Batech HaKadosh Baruch Hu said nobody could make any damage to me, see, somebody is really Batech HaKadosh Baruch Hu could never be angry at anyone, could never, never, ever be angry at anyone. If somebody hurts you, and is a close friend hurting you, a very close friend is hurting you, so you know that nobody could hurt you unless Hashem wanted you to hurt. So why are you angry at God? But not you, close friend, but Hashem sent him as a message. There's no such a thing to be hurt accidentally. So the one who's being hurt, if he's with the other Hashem, he says there's no point of being angry. In the contrary, if your wife hurts you, or your close, or your father hurts you, or anybody hurts you, you have to say, obviously Hashem wanted to hurt me, and he made a shliach, you, because you're the closest to me. I better be heard by close ones who go a little bit with chesed, with rachman, and to be close by shvatz on the seat should give me over the head. It's always to be heard by close ones. In the contrary, as people think, however, people not betech on a kodesh bach think everything is relying on them, everything is depending on them, they're really getting angry. You should hurt me. Could anyone hurt you? Nobody could touch you. Vashvi, and the seventh difference between a betech and a betech, ki a betech velokim, the one who relies on kodesh bach hu, lo yeval, he's not gonna moan, he's not gonna be sad, be moaned by kosher when his request has not been fulfilled. Veloy be poked oyev, and not when a friend will miss, he looks for my friend, and a friend disappointed him. Veloy yetzoy ranimtso, and when he can't hold on what he has, he says something, he's running away from him. He looks for a friend, and a friend disappears. He asks something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't fulfill. And he wants to hold the money which he made, it doesn't hold, it gets lost. He's never going to be sad under these circumstances. He's not worried more for the panos of that day. We're only allowed to worry for the panos of today. If you have enough to eat today, have to go lucky. What's going to be tomorrow? It's all a day. What do you have to? Nothing. He's not, never worries for more than today. Loyala, now why do you have to worry for today? Because it's a chiyuv, you have to worry for today. Hashem wants you to put in the shtablos. In other words, you have to feed your family, you have to feed yourself. So you have to do whatever you have to do now. And that's actually the same thing, the same policy is going also when we're going to doctor. It's one of the things of a terrible thing, and we miss this point, it's a very delicate point. You know, Chas v'Shalom, somebody is getting sick on cancer, which is a very, very, and the doctor says there's no hope. They give up. People give up. Oh, what's going to be? Never. Why are you giving up? If you go now to the doctor, it's choshen v'teref yoymon. I want to live now. The doctor could help you today. You have to go. What's going to be tomorrow? Tomorrow Mashiach may be here. Tomorrow a cure going to come out. Shiyas Hashem keherifai. Why? Just like in Parnosa, we understand that b'teach is a b'teach. It could only worry that day. I wasn't see ready.
Yeah.
Come in. Oh. Okay, we're gonna start. Morning, Shalom Aleichem. We're gonna start.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.com.